Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 387 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by magician illusionist Jason Michaels, and we're going to discuss the debut of his new program, Card Shark The Show. And so we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Hey, Jason. It's John Malden. How are you?
Good, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. So let's
Excellent.
Let's talk a little Card Shark the Show. So we've kind of traced the origins and gone through the journey with you. So tell us what's coming up here on June the 6th.
Well, the I did a series of preview shows last year, and so the big thing that I've been doing is looking for a home for this thing, and looks like I've found one at The Standard, which is a cool, really cool space. It's a restaurant, but they also have a ballroom in the back. It seats about 100 people, and it's a small, nice, intimate space with a small stage, and so we're doing dinner and a show. One of the consistent pieces of feedback that I've gotten from doing the show other places is that there needed to be an element of food and drink. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know how to go about doing that. I was like, I don't want to deal with doing a dinner theater myself, you know. But this
catering's not your thing, huh?
Yeah, well, I like food, but I don't want to be in charge of it. So
you can just serve pigs in a blanket and some Kool-Aid, right?
Well, that would be the extent of what I'm capable of doing. this opportunity opened up, and so this is going to be our first show there at the Standard. The gentleman who owns the place, he and I sat down and talked about it, and he understands what I'm trying to accomplish. He kind of sees the vision. He has a cool model for the way that he works, as far as what he's trying to accomplish, and it looks like once we get this first one under our belt, we're going to be this is going to be the home for the show for the foreseeable future. It looks like the potential there is for a nice long opportunity. So this is the kind of the launch, and then we take next steps after it.
Cool. So again, for those just joining us, give me a refresh kind of the premise of the show.
Okay, so in a way, it's semi-autobiographical, but basically the show is about playing cards, the history behind playing cards, the type of people who use playing cards, the places where playing cards are used, basically the entire culture. So in a nutshell, the show is about con artists, fortune tellers, gamblers, and magicians. And when I say it's semi-autobiographical, basically what I mean is, in some way, shape, or form, a lot of the stuff that I talk about, I've experienced. I had a girlfriend who thought she was psychic, and we would go see these fortune tellers, and it was a wild experience. And so the fortune teller part of the show, while I don't really talk about that, it has those elements, that the things that I've learned you know, about these people who try to basically get you to believe that they can tell the future. And then, you know, when I got out of college, one of my first jobs, I was working in a casino resort, so I was around these gamblers, and I kind of got to know some of these people. So it's, you know, there's elements of that in the show. So it's an entertaining show, and it's got little pieces of education in there as well. So while I don't expose how all this stuff works, I do kind of let you kind of point out that everything that I'm doing through purely natural means. I've got these skills I'm building home through years and years of doing it. And, you know, they're, you know, so you walk away a little bit more knowledgeable about how people might try to pull one over on you. But it's done in a really fun and pretty, I think, a relatively funny way. So
cool. Now, does Nashville have a thriving three-card Monty ring? Is that something
you
need to
You know, I haven't heard of anybody getting taken from the three card Monty in Nashville, but all over the place. I've got a buddy who got taken in New York City. My brother actually was in Vegas, and he tried to, and he's my brother. He knows not to do this stuff. And he got taken in Vegas on the street for like $20. I mean, what's crazy is that even though I think it's, you know, the information is out there more now than it ever has been, people still see this type of stuff and they believe that they can win. And you know, maybe I'll start up a little three card Monty group, and we can go on the corner of Second Broadway.
Yeah. Sit up outside of Tootsie's or something.
Yeah, yeah. This is just for the tourists, though. This is the experience of Nashville. Enjoy.
Yeah. So, we'll inspire you to write your own country song.
Exactly.
So, how'd you find the venue? How did that process come about?
You know, it was, doing that type of stuff, is not like in my wheelhouse. It's not the thing I think I'm best at, but what I learned a couple of years ago from just doing business. I think I read a book, and I can't remember what the book was, but one of the basic premise of what I read basically said, don't worry about going out and trying to find business. Instead, look to your connections, the people you already have relationships. And that really resonated with me. And so what I did was I reached out. I made a list of people that I knew that are in business that, that I thought, man, you know, I have good relationships with these people and I can benefit them. I think they can benefit me. And I reached out to a couple of people. And one of the people was a wonderful lady who I used to know, who she used to work for the Tennessee Titans. And now she owns her own PR firm and event firm. And she knew about the Standard and she helped make that connection. And so, it was kind of magical how it came about, you know. So, and it just, it was excellent. It looks like it's just going to be, I'm very excited about this. Every time I'm in there, kind of talking up the show and meeting the people who are there, there's a lot of excitement about it. So it's cool.
So how does one go about, what age range would you say is appropriate for your show?
Well, it's a show, it's a show that, it's a little bit more sophisticated, so I would say that, you know, I've had kids as young as about 10 see the show, and they had a blast. Of course, they're sitting with their parents, and they're able to, you know, kind of appreciate it. In other words, it's not a children's show. Right. Well, there's certainly no questionable material, but it's just not something that a bunch of young kids are going to find fascinating. They're not going to be interested in playing cards and that culture and that type of stuff. But kids that are a little bit older, you know, 11, 12, 13 and up, it's certainly an adult show. It's a show that people who want to sit down, come in, eat a fantastic three-course meal, and then enjoy a 90-minute show about this type of stuff, you know, they'll get a kick out of it. Absolutely. So, I mean, if I were recommending, I would say, you know, ultimately a parent knows where their kid is, sure, you know, developmentally. But I would say, you know, 11, 12, 13 and up.
Cool. So how do we get tickets?
All the information is on the website, which is cardsharkvshow.com. I am not actually handling ticket sales myself. The Standard, they have a great event a lady who's in charge of all the bookings and stuff like that. Her name is Lauren, and she is actually taking care of all the reservations. She's in charge of the list and everything. Her name is Lauren Wolf. There's a phone number that you can call to contact her directly, or you can email her, and her email is lauren@smithhousenashville.com. The whole place is called The Standard at the Smith House, and so it's lauren@smithhousenashville.com.
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool, man. So give me the date again,
June 6th, Friday evening. The dinner starts at 7. The show begins at 8:30 sharp.
8:30 sharp, oh.
Well, you know. I say 8:30 sharp now, and I'm sure that'll come back tomorrow.
So I've never been to the Standard. So, I mean, are they dining in the show in the same place, or are they dining and then moving to the show venue? How's the run?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it's going to depend on how many people are there.
Sure.
But the plan is to dine in the ballroom.
Nice.
And then once everything, have a drink, eat your meal, kind of mingle and just hang out a little bit, kind of enjoy the atmosphere. It's a stunningly beautiful room. It's hard to describe, but it's very attractive, very nice. And then once all the food is out of the way and that portion of the evening is coming to a close, we'll start the show.
Cool. So June 6th, and hopefully, what do you think the run, the anticipated run, a monthly thing or biweekly?
Yeah, what I want to do once we get this first one out of the way is I'd like to run it for a couple of months on a weekly basis and just take it from there. So maybe 2 to 3 months on a weekly basis, maybe starting in. And we're going to have to play with it a little bit. I mean, it might end up being just once a month to start, but I do want to get it going on a regular basis so that people can they know that they can come and see it if they've got people coming in from out of town, or we can connect with the tourists who are coming into town and looking for something kind of a little bit different. Everybody wants to do the country music when they come to town, but after a while they're looking for something else to do, and I'm hoping that they look at me and say this is the other thing that we want to do. So yeah.
Well, I can say you're something different, so
in more ways than one.
Cool. So again, what's the show's website again?
CardSharkTheShow.com.
And if we want to learn more about you, we can go to...
Yeah, you can go to either that website, CardSharkTheShow.com, or you can go to my other corporate entertainment website, which is JasonMichaelsMagic.com.
And of course, IDSers, I will have all the ticket information links we discuss about on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Jason.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
So that's it. I'd like to thank Jason Michaels for stopping by today and via Skype to discuss his upcoming program, Card Shark, the show. It sounds like a very exciting evening, and of course all the ticket information that we discussed in the body of this episode will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Please do so by calling the voicemail line 615-866-1282, or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableds, @IInexplicable, D, S, @inexplicableds. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot of the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we're going to get into, but it's going to be something fun. So until next week, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.